Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Stan Williams. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Will moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Will moves to third. Bauschi moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Gilliam moves to third. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to home to get Gilliam. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snider hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larker moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. the Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Roseboro moves to second. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gilliam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hobby strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moon, who is chasing the ball. Will reaches third base with a triple. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ed Bauschi, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bauschi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. The ball gets by Roseboro for a passed ball. Bauschi moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Moon is 0-for-0 in the game. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges pinch hits for Norm Larker. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Howard moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Roseboro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Neal moves to second. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Maury Wills. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. Neal scores. Roseboro moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Dodgers, 3. Dick Drott now pitching. Bob Aspromonte pinch hits for Stan Williams. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gil Hodges now playing first base. Larry Sherry now pitching. Bob Aspromonte now playing shortstop. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball towards center. Snyder settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Snyder. Kindle moves to second. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Drott bunts towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Neal covering, for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field. Howard picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Howard. Kindle scores. Ashburn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Will is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Banks moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Cubs. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Don Cardwell now pitching. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Roebuck spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Roebuck. Averill moves to third. Kindle moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cardwell strikes out. Roseboro throws to third to get Averill for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Snider hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Snider reaches second base with a double. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snider moves to third. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snider tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Roseboro is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Roseboro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roebuck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roebuck moves to third. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. Moon hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roebuck tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 5, Dodgers, 5. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Gilliam moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gilliam moves to third. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gilliam scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snider is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Hodges moves to third. Snider moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norm Sherry pinch hits for John Roseboro. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sherry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Roebuck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roebuck bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sherry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sherry moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gilliam is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Roebuck moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a fly ball. Moon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Ashburn is chasing the ball. Moon rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park grand slam home run. It's 10-5, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snider is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Hodges scores. Snider moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-5, Dodgers. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 11, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm Sherry now catching. Bob Lillis now playing shortstop. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hegan strikes out. 1 out. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roebuck fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Dodgers. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 11, and the Cubs 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing second base. Ben Johnson now pitching. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sherry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sherry hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Roebuck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roebuck bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Sherry moves to second. 1 out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherry scores. It's 12-6, Dodgers. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gilliam is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Lillis moves to third. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Moon hits a fly ball towards left. Morin catches it and throws to Thomas, who throws to Bauschi to double up Gilliam. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 12, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Will is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.